see U2 in concert so that someday they can tell their grandchildren they saw the Elvis and Beatles of the 21st century. But apparently, I would rather fill a huge bucket with $1 bills and throw it in the creek by our house, laughing maniacally as the dollars floated away. With apologies to Bishop Ephraim, I don't really agree that I am stealing from the mortgage company when I pay within 30 days and simply pay them an extra $36. The only one I am stealing from is myself. The mortgage company? They are probably praying my payment arrives late. A late payment to a credit card company is even better for the credit card company than an on-time payment. If there was a way for them to legally delay all payments until after the due date and then sock you for late fees, you can be sure that they would, wrote G.E. Miller on the blog 20somethingfinance.com. That is how they make their money. And in these lean times, they are going to hang on to every dollar that they can squeeze out of you. I'd almost rather send that money floating down Plaster Creek. Credit card companies are definitely the worst. Even if you pay your bill in full each month, they have tricks up their sleeves to stick it to you with late fees you don't even deserve. Recently, I paid a balance on a clothing company credit card using their online bill payment center. With a few clicks, the bill was paid, and I never gave it another thought. A couple of weeks later, when reading over my bank statement, I realized the amount had never been deducted. Slightly nervous, I decided to give it a few days, since the bank had recently been bought out by another bank, and there were a few delays in things posting. When I got my bill, I was horrified to see that not only had my payment not been applied, but I had been fined $39 in late charges. What? I immediately got on the phone and explained that I had paid the bill on time, but somehow it never was taken out of my bank account. A likely story, I'm sure she was thinking. Did you write down your confirmation number? The customer service rep asked suspiciously. Well, no, I just thought everything was fine, I said sheepishly. Show of hands, who actually keeps track of 12 confirmation numbers a month? We don't have the option to waive late fees, she said, with all the sympathy of a prison matron. But, I was sputtering now. I've never paid late before. That's where I was wrong. I had paid late before, she was delighted to inform me, almost a year prior to this incident. I had paid off the balance of my card, and, silly me, didn't think to open the bill when it came. Apparently, I had been charged with an annual fee of some kind, and when I didn't pay it, I was also charged a $39 late fee to add insult to injury. Blech! Almost $80 in 1 year to this unsavory bunch of chuckleheads. That's just one more reason to get rid of all credit cards forever. See chapter.